morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and believe it or not, the sun is actually out in Tewksbury. After all the rain we had last night and early this morning, it is so beautiful out there. So if you're just getting up, make yourself some breakfast, get outside, come on down to see us at Mahoney's in Tewksbury. We'd love to see you, and we'll help you to solve a lot of your gardening problems. Now, this time of the year, while we're cleaning up the yard, it's important that we have birds in our yards. It really is. And I know a lot of you probably have seen your first robin or two on the front lawn. How important are birds to have in your yard? To tell you how important they are, I've asked C-Ann. C-Ann is from Wild Delight. And she has been a wonderful part of the program this winter to tell you on how to get the birds to come to your feeder, tell you about the various seed. But this morning I wanted Sienna to tell you what the birds do besides look pretty, you know, and make things interesting in the yard. What do birds do to help you in your yard and garden? Sienna, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm great. The sun's out, Sienna. We had a lot of rain last night and this morning driving down. But things are beginning to change. The grass is turning green, and we're really excited about the arrival of spring.
Oh, I am so ready for spring. And I'm actually envious that you're at a nice garden center today. I love garden centers. I could lose myself all day. Because, you know, there are many different shrubs and flowers and stuff that people can add to their gardens that will attract birds into their yard. So birding and gardening go hand in hand.
It really does. And you know, what we're going to be doing in the weeks to come, for those of you that receive my newsletter, we're going to be telling you about some of the shrubs and the trees and the perennials that will give you the ability to attract birds into your yard. Now, Sienna, what do birds eat besides bird seed?
Well, you know, they do forage around your yard and they find, you know, natural seeds that have fallen. But, you know, as it gets warmer, those annoying little insects do come out and many birds love to feast on them. I can't tell you how many times I've seen little sparrows and chickadees flitting around my yard chasing different moths and bugs through my yard. It's actually quite entertaining because they're very acrobatic when they're doing it. It's so much fun. So, yes, now, they are quite beneficial to the yard.
So, I mean, you've been feeding the birds and all you've thought about is they're really pretty birds. They're giving you a little bit of color during the winter. They're giving you a lot of enjoyment. But it's important that at this time of the year, you continue to feed the birds to keep them here so that when the mosquitoes come out, when these moths that come out, they can create problem with, if you have apple trees, for example, the moth will lay eggs on the apples and then you get the worms. So that if you can get the birds to stay in your yard when the moths arrive, they're going to go after it. So that
Absolutely.
Means less problems for you.
Birds are more than just pretty creatures. They are important part of our ecosystem. Like, take woodpeckers, for example. So many people think that woodpeckers are the ones that damage and kill your trees by drilling holes into them. But what they are is they're basically an early warning system telling you there's something not quite right with that tree because they're drilling holes to find the insects that have already infested that tree. So if you see a bird going, you know, a woodpecker going to town on that tree, I would keep an eye on it because you might have an insect infestation in that tree that could eventually kill it.
You know, I never thought of it that way, but you're right. If you see a bird pecking at the tree, they are looking for a borer or some type of an insect. And seeing
Absolutely.
That, if you can get a product like Tree and Shrub, treat the tree, you can kill the borer, and the woodpecker will move on to a different area because the bird knows that the insect is not healthy, and the woodpecker will only eat healthy insects. So
exactly.
You're right. It's the early warning system that's really good. Now,
so if you're tapping on your house, too, then you better really pay attention.
Now that you said that, we've had a couple of people that have called us during the winter, and they have told me that they have cedar shingles or clapboards on the house, and they're beginning to see woodpeckers punch little holes into the side of the house. What's causing that?
Well, the same reason why they're pecking into trees. They're looking for something to eat. They're not just pecking holes because they just love to peck random holes. They're looking for something. So something has drawn them to that cedar shake or clapboard. Something's in there that's piqued their interest. So like I said, it's an early warning system.
So that if you have woodpeckers that are on the side of your house and they're making holes, there's a reason. There's got to be either some insects living underneath the clapboards. They could be in the structure of your house. So take that as a warning. Now, if you
Absolutely.
Want to attract the if you want to attract the woodpeckers to your home to keep them there so that they can tell you if there's a problem, what would you suggest? I know that you have the most wonderful suet. And I have used some of your suet, Cianne, and you have like strawberry parfait and all these flavors that are incredible, and the birds go crazy.
Right. I feed suet year-round. So many people stop feeding suet in the warmer days because they think the suet's going to melt and drip. And, you know, some of your inexpensive suets can do that, but we use a really good rendered beef fat. So that in the summertime, you know, it'll get a little soft, but it's not going to liquefy and drip all over the ground and all over your walkways. But I keep suet out year-round. It keeps the woodpeckers happy, keeps the nuthatches happy. And last year, I had a pileated woodpecker in my yard. I was beyond excited because they don't normally come to the seed feeders, but they, you know, can get their interest in suet. And I was just so excited. So, and the oriole loves suet. So there's more birds that just go crazy for that suet. And it is an important, you know, it's that high fat that they need for that high metabolism that they have. So, Lord have mercy, don't stop feeding suet in the warmer months. It's really an important part of the whole birding feeding genre.
Now, this time of the year, we're getting a lot of birds that have spent the winter in Florida and Georgia, you know, down where the climate's a lot warmer. Is
Right.
there a seed that would be better for us to put out during the springtime than during the winter?
You know, the seed is still all that nice high fat content. So stick with your sunflowers, your nuts. You know, stay away from your milo, your millet, your cracked corn. That always gets thrown out of the feeder onto the ground. But a good, clean sunflower mix. And clean is important because, you know, so many mixes out there are so dirty and dusty, that dust stays in your feeder, and it accumulates there, and, you know, with the moisture and the extra rain that we get, you know, during the summertime, it just clumps and clogs your feeder, and then you've got problems. So a good, clean mix is always the best to go with.
Now, we just had a lot of rain here.
Oh, yeah.
If your bird feeder got wet, what should you do? And how important is it to get that wet seed out of the bird feeder?
Well, that wet seed will just not only clog it, but, you know, it'll stay wet. Mold can grow in there. So always check your feeder after a rain. And, you know, you don't have to throw that seed away. What I do is I open up a newspaper and I take the seed, you know, I dump it out and I spread it out and I let it air dry for a couple hours. And then, you know, that way I can check the feeder, maybe brush it out, let that air dry, and then just fold the newspaper up and slide it back in there. But you can't let the seed sit wet for, you know, several days. You really need to get out there right away and check it.
If you go to your bird feeder, let's say you can't do it today, and you go back Tuesday or Wednesday, 2, 3, 4 days from now, and you notice that the bird food in the feeder is moldy.
Oh, get rid of it out fast. Absolutely.
Just get rid of it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Don't mess with it.
CN, hold on a second. I want you to tell our listeners a couple more things about what they should be doing at this time of the year for your birds.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Mold Tox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide Oil and Lime Sulfur Spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and Lime Sulfur Sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced Season Long Weed Control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave.
Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with C-Ann from Wild Delight Bird Food. And C-Ann, if people want to bring in Baltimore Orioles, when we talked early in the year, you were telling us that there was one way that you could attract the Baltimore Orioles from coming into your yard. Tell us about that.
Well, not only do they love to go after my suet, but grape jelly. They absolutely love grape jelly. So I have a specific feeder that is a jelly holder. And it's got a cup in there that I put the jelly in. And also on the top it has two pegs where I can put orange halves on. And the Baltimore Oriole loves it. And so do other birds. I've had the catbird on there. I actually had a cardinal on there. And the red-bellied woodpecker just really goes to town on those orange halves. So there are many birds that benefit from what the oriole loves. So you can get even more birds.
So, I mean, it's not just seed. If you can give them fruit and nuts and berries, and that's one thing that I like about Wild Delight blends. You add nut pieces. You add dried berries and dried fruit on it. And the birds really, really love that.
Absolutely. As, you know, a lot of people want to feed just black oil sunflower because it is the number one seed that the birds really love. But birds need as much of a varied diet as we do because there's different nutrients and vitamins to each individual ingredient. I mean, we would all love to eat just, you know, cake for dinner, but we're not going to get all the nutrients we need from that one single item. So variety. Birds want that variety as much as we do.
Is there a secret to attracting hummingbirds into our yard, C.N.?
Oh, you know, I hope everybody out there has at least one feeder out in their yard because the hummingbirds are moving. Some of them have spotted them as far north as Connecticut. This is their time. They are starting to move. Absolutely. Have a hummingbird feeder out, but you can also garden. You need to advertise a little bit, especially if you've never had a hummingbird to your yard. You want to catch them as they're moving through and do a little advertising. And what I mean is you could easily hang up flower baskets with different reds and yellow flowers. You can even tie some yellow and red ribbons, you know, to where the hummingbird feeder is. And kind of like say, hey, stop here. I always start off with one feeder in my front yard, one feeder in my backyard until I, you know, catch their attention. And you know what? Once they find your yard, they come back to it every year. Because I remember one year I was a little tardy getting my feeder out, and a hummingbird showed up, and he went to the exact same shepherd hook that I had my feeder on last year, and he was kind of buzzing around it saying, hey, where's my food? So I was like, okay, I had to quick make a mix and get it on out there. Yes, once they find your yard, they will keep coming back to that same yard every year.
Now, you were saying colors. Are there colors that will attract hummingbirds over other colors?
Yes, reds and yellows primarily attract them. I mean, one of the first flowering plants that attract them are your forsythias. When you see them in bloom, oh, it is time to get at least one feeder out there.
I'll be darned. So if you've got forsythia blooming in your yard, that's a sign that the hummingbirds are beginning to move north and will be
Absolutely.
In your yard shortly.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. So, see, I learned something today talking with you. If the forsythia is in bloom in your yard, it's time to put the hummingbird feeders out because the hummingbirds love a trumpet-shaped flower. They're going to take the nectar. They'll take the nectar from the forsythia and use it for a food source.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you can incorporate in your garden all different types of salvias and agastaches. I mean, I've seen my hummingbirds go on my impatiens, my red impatiens. So flowers, flowers, and flowers.
Cianne, tell us about your website. Tell us about Wild Delight's website where people can get more information about birding.
Well, it's www.wilddelight.com. And we've got some wonderful information on birding, on our products, and how to tell the difference between, you know, what the birds like, what the birds don't like. But we also have a birders club. You sign up on it, and you can actually blog people across the country and ask different birding questions because there is no set-in-stone behavior for a bird. Birds do different things in different areas, and just when you think you've figured out their behavior, they always do something that catches you off guard and go, I never thought they'd do that. So that's what makes birding so wonderful.
Cianne, thank you so much for joining us this morning. As always, it's a pleasure to have you. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones have their tombs. Legs built and seen with the moon.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. George, do we have any questions to be answered this morning?
Oh, yeah, we got a board full of callers. You want the first one?
Sure.
Okay, Franklin's calling us from Maine, and he's got a question about witch's broom.
Franklin, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Morning. I've got several high-bush blueberry plants in my yard, and I discovered that there were three, one a couple of years ago and two this past spring, that have a growth on it that is called witch's broom. And I also discovered someone that I'm taking care of, their plants also had the witch's broom on their blueberry plants 10 miles away. I'm wondering, is there anything that I can do about this? Is it just a matter of cutting off the growth, or is the whole plant gone? Should I destroy the plant, or can I continue to use that plant?
You don't have to destroy the whole plant. It's a bacteria. It's an infection that has caused that. What you need to do is you need to come down anywhere from 6 to 10 inches below this snarly-looking growth that has created a misshaped plant for you. So go below it, cut it, and destroy the witch's broom. Either burn it or dig a hole and bury it. And with spring coming, it's important that you do it sooner rather than later, because as the weather warms up, the witch's broom will realize that spring is here, and the bacteria that causes the infection will get active with the warm weather. And then when you get wind and rain, the foliage will be wet, and the wind will pick up the spores, move them through the air, they'll land on wet foliage, and it will spread. So right now, while the plants are still dormant and before the witch's broom growth gets active to make spores, get them out of there. You don't have to throw the whole plant away. It's like mistletoe almost. Mistletoe is a parasite. And if you go down south, you'll see it growing on trees. And if you do not remove it, it's going to spread and get worse and worse. And with mistletoe in a tree, if you just pull out the mistletoe, it's going to come right back. What you need to do is to go a foot or more below the mistletoe. Cut the branch and get it out, because the mistletoe has produced a root system in the branch, and if you just cut even, the roots are still there and it will make a brand new plant. So get rid of it now, preventing it from making spores, and the problem will be a lot less. And normally, just a good cleaning like we're talking about will end the problem with witch's broom. Great question. Thank you, Franklin. We appreciate the call. George, who's up next?
Up next, we have Chuck from Massachusetts, who has a question about rhododendrons.
Chuck, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm just fine. I've been following your running weather forecast, and the sun finally popped out on the South Shore.
Beautiful.
I have some, in fact, quite a few purple gem rhododendrons, and I seem to have this continuous problem where some of them, one or two every year, seem to get weak. Parts of it will die off. I've tried the systemic, the pre and shrub, and cutting out, you know, the parts that have died. But is there, you know, besides fertilizing and so forth, which I do, is there something about them that just over time they die? Of course, you know, when you've got a bunch of them, you put new ones in, and they're, you know, they're, it takes a while for them to catch up.
Yeah, because once they're in the ground 3 or 4 years, they've grown 10, 12 inches in 3 or 4 years.
Right.
And you know, they get costly. The bigger they are, the more they're going to cost.
Well, some of these have been in there for 10 or 15 years, and I did notice, I remember buying a cultivar, Rampo, and they seem to be hardy as a son of a gun. These other ones, you know, who knows? And I do buy them, you know, from there's a nursery supply down here that that takes care of the, you know, the local landscapers and so forth. So I tend to buy my shrubs there because they're fresh, you know.
Yeah. The main thing is rhododendrons are great plants. If we have a winter with very little snow cover and we have a lot of sun, the ground is frozen, the sun hits the plant, it wakes up the foliage, the pores open up, moisture escapes, and you get this freezing and thawing, and you do get dieback on it. And this year so far, knock on wood here, I haven't heard a lot of people complaining that their rhododendrons have had some winter damage. And winter damage on the rhododendron family will be a browning on the edge of the leaf, on that margin. And it starts off with the browning, working its way in. And so far, we haven't had a lot of people talking about that. So that's a real positive thing. But we had a lot of snow during the winter. So that's part of the problem. So that, if you get that 2 or 3 years in a row, and when you live south of Boston, some years you don't get a lot of snow, so that you get stress over a couple years, 3 years in a row, it weakens the plant. So it really is important that if you have a winter with very little snow cover, you start to see a little bit of damage. If you can get into a routine, even though they are big, feeding them with a granular fertilizer. You get a company like Dr. Earth. You get a company like Espoma that make natural, organic products. They will help to keep the plant strong. The other thing that will help, if you're in a wide open area, a lot of wind, if you use products that are anti-desiccants, like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, they seal the foliage, preventing moisture loss. That makes a big, big difference. So if you can give your broadleaf evergreens a little bit more TLC, you're going to find that it will pay off. But some years, there's a lot of stress. Some years like this, a lot of snow. But what happens is if we get a lot of snow, if it's wet and heavy, then you get breakage. So, you know, you just have to spend some time, hope for the best, take care of them the best that you can with feeding, with anti-desiccants, with bark mulch to prevent drying out during the summer. And, you know, you'll have a better looking plant. But like anything else, there is a certain life that a plant will live. It won't last forever. And broadleaf, especially ones that are dense, you tend to have more of a problem than something that's soft and fluffy that bends. So like a yew will keep better than a rhododendron because it's more flexible. So if you're willing to put some time in and give them the extra care that they need, they'll last longer. But nothing is permanent, as you well know. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. George, who's next?
Up next, this is Lynn from York, Maine, who has a question about lawn weeds.
Lynn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I'm also from Maine, but the sun is just starting to peek out here, so it's going to be better by the time you get home. Okay. I'd like your advice on getting rid of nutsedge on my lawn. I didn't know what I had. I've had it creeping in for a few years now, and I made the mistake of spraying my lawn with Thrive last spring, and the nutsedge really loved it. So I'm really overrun.
Okay, the only company that I know that has a product that will kill nutsedge is Bayer. And Bayer will have, has a blue bottle. And it will say Bayer Lawn and Garden or Bayer Advanced Lawn and Garden. And what you want to do is to use their lawn weed killer. And right on the front of the label, there will be the word nut sedge or nut grass. And that is something that you want to apply when you start to see that nut grass begin to get to grow actively. I've talked to people in the past and they've gone in and just pull it right out of the ground. What they don't realize is they're pulling out the mother plant, but all the little nuts are still in the ground. They were attached to the roots. And because you've taken out the mother, all the little nuts will hatch and they'll begin to make a new plant. And that's when they get more and more numerous. So you're better off for this particular weed. This is not one that you want to mess with. If you have it, get the Bayer Lawn Weed Control. And it will say right on the front label, nut grass or nut sedge. And I would recommend that you give them two applications about 14 to 21 days apart because this is a tough one. It will absorb the weed killer. It will take it down to the root system. And once it gets in the roots, it will go into the bulb. once it gets into the bulb, then you have to worry about it coming back. But if you just top kill the plant, the little seeds, which are nuts, will germinate, and you'll have twice the problem. So Bayer Advance Lawn Weed Control, and look on the label. It's a blue bottle, and you will spray it right on the foliage, and goodbye. That's how effective it is. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. I just want to remind some of you listening, if you live in Rhode Island, next Saturday, I will be at the Ann and Hope store in Cumberland from 10 o'clock until 2. So we'd love to see you. Come on by and see us. Again, it's the Ann and Hope in Cumberland, Rhode Island. George, who's next?
Up next, we have Diane from Nebraska, who has a question about birds.
Diane, good morning. How can we help you with the birds this morning?
Yes. Hi, Paul. I have purple martins that are here already in Nebraska, and this is the earliest I've ever had purple martins that come to stay. I'm a little concerned about what they're going to be eating.
Well, I mean, they move according to the climate, to the weather, so it's apparent that your weather is a little bit warmer than normal, and they will find food as far as insects and seeds. But what I would do, Diane, is get some suet, put it in the feeder, and these birds like to feed on the ground also. So near your feeder, broadcast some seed on the ground so that they don't have to take their turn on the feeder. They can feed on...
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
Attend!
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds! Kill them all!
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
With Scott's four-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the four bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with four feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sunny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Well, spring is here. We're talking your garden, and if we can help you, give us a call. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Bernie from New Hampshire, who has a question about wheat fabric.
Bernie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul.
Morning.
A couple of weeks ago, you were saying something about putting fabric down in your garden. I think you were the woven versus the plastic.
Yes.
I also had another question about wet and forget. I want to know if that's safe to put on trees, shrubs, and grass. I don't know if wet and forget was only for man-made material.
Wet and forget is for only man-made material. So
it is.
You can use it on any hard surface or even on canvas. Mm-hmm. Wet and forget has two new products coming out this spring. And they are working on several, and they have what they're working on right now. I talked with the head chemist of Wet and Forget in New Zealand, and they are working on a Wet and Forget product to put on plants that you could just spray it, and it would kill all of the fungus on it, and it would be all natural. It's a year or two down the road, but they are very, very close to perfecting the product. Once they get it perfected, then they have to go through the process of getting it registered in all 50 states, and that's a process. So it's going to be a while, but there is something in the works that will take care of that. But for now, the wet and forget is for any hard surface. So wood, metal, plastic, brick, concrete, asphalt, the shingles on your roof, canvas awnings, and it will do a wonderful, wonderful job. When you apply it, you'll see in the label that it says cover any shrubs in the drip line. So if you're spraying your roof and there's no gutter and the product is going to drip on the shrubbery, then you're going to have to put either a canvas top or a plastic sheeting over it, and then pull it off the plant and hose them down, because you could have a problem with it. Now, landscape fabric if you're going to use a solid plastic with no holes in it, you're going to have a major problem because water can't get through it. The woven material is really, really good. But next Sunday at 7:30, I'm going to have a man. His name is Rick Baker. And Rick has developed, it's called Evo Organics, E-V-O Organic. And if you go to my website, you will see it on there if you click on sponsors. And what it is a woven plastic type, well, it's plastic on top, full of holes. Underneath it is a woven fabric and a drip irrigation system all in one. On the website, you will see what I did to my garden. Now, I bought some last year. I put it in my garden, and I wanted to test it before I told you about it. And if you go to the website, you're going to see what says Paul's Evo Garden. And it's a series of pictures of me putting it down in my garden and what my garden looked like. It's incredible. My tomatoes were 7 feet tall. My peppers came to my waist. And I had peppers over a foot in length. I never had a garden as good. No weeds at all. And you just take the hose, you attach it to this system, and the water comes in the drip system underneath all of the plastic. This weed barrier will last in your garden for 10 years. So if you get a chance, Bernie, go to paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then go to Evo Organics and click Paul's Evo Garden so that you can see how easy it was for me to put down in my garden and the end result of the plants growing in that garden. It's incredible. And believe me, I never promote something till I try it. And when you see what happened to my garden, you will want the product also. And it lasts for 10 years. Have a great week, everybody. Remember, Easter is Sunday. And if you want information on Easter plants, sign up for the newsletter.